Hello again, and welcome to another installment of our series examining the best of the Steelers drafts on a round-by-round basis. Today, we take a look at the all-time greatest fourth-round selections in franchise history. And as usual,
I'm right, he's wrong. Taking a look at the best picks in the history of round four for the Steelers. A lot of Super Bowl rings on this list. Four for Jerry Mullins, four for Dwight White, two for Deshae Townsend, two for Aaron Smith, two for Ike Taylor. But there is one guy who stands out on the list, as we talked about in a previous installment of round five, HOF. That goes with John Stallworth. You know, Stallworth is in the Hall of Fame, in my opinion, because of his clutch performances in the playoffs. In the postseason, Stallworth had 26 catches for 547 yards. That's a 21.0 average and seven touchdowns in the six games that brought the Steelers the championships of Super Bowls 13 and 14. You know, when the NFL liberalized the pass defense rules that Mel Blunt, in fact, helped them change, it was John Stallworth and Lynn Swann who took advantage of those. Stallworth became a dynamic down the field playmaking receiver, kind of in a little bit of a foreshadowing of some of the big names we see in the league today.
You know, that's a pretty sound choice, Lab. Sound enough that I'm not even going to argue with it. John Stallworth is the greatest fourth rounder, but I do want to acknowledge another fourth rounder, Aaron Smith, 1999 fourth round selection, nobody from nowhere, and wound up becoming, in the estimation of no less authority than Steelers defensive coordinator Dick LeBeau, the greatest 3-4 defensive end in NFL history. That's Dick LeBeau's take on it, not mine. And around here, that was a pretty good thing to be. Aaron Smith, a rock of stability, only went to one Pro Bowl, was never really lauded for his efforts, but played on some of the great defenses, not just in the modern Steelers era, but in Steelers history. So hats off to Aaron Smith. He was no John Stallworth, but he made his mark and left his mark, Lab.
Okay, that'll do it for round four. Join us on our next installment when we take a look at round three exclusively on Steelers.com.